We're in it.
Hello.
Back. Hello.
Pod number two.
Pod number two. totally wasn't a recording mistake. Literally found five minutes ago.
We don't have those here.
Nope. We are pretty flawless when it comes to recording.
Yeah, usually.
Yeah.
This was a fluke.
Yep. This doesn't happen often. We'll be better for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right, that's it. That's the episode. Good talking, man.
Goodbye. All right.
Follow us
MSI.
On. MSI.
Yep. Follow us.
Yeah, follow us
on the things.
Yeah. Loser's Cue Pod on Twitter and MySpace. Follow us on Apple Podcasts, Apple Music, Album Soon, Spotify. Send us your sads, mads, glads, bads to loserscuepodcast@gmail.com.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Album Soon, did you say that?
Yeah, of course I said Album Soon. It's my catchphrase.
All right, Album Soon, guys.
Album Soon, yeah, don't forget it. I should maybe not say soon, because it feels album. Like it's like... album inevitably.
Uh-huh, album.
Yeah, eventually?
Album.
Album.
Yep.
Yep.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, we're going to be talking a little bit about MSI, the mm-hmm. M&I.
Yep.
I was gonna say something else, but we're not gonna talk about that again. We're gonna decide a show randomly for the eventual Loser's Cue media review. What else we got, Dan? Is there any character from a fictional movie or fictional character from a movie you'd like to bring up by chance?
Nope.
Okay. I'll just close that window then. you want to talk? MSI or M&I? Let's go M&I. Let's get that out of the way real quick. We're just announcing the location of it. Yeah. Okay. It is in the geographic center of Nebraska, which is located in Custer County. 10 miles northwest of Broken Bow. So if you know mm-hmm. where that is, we'll be there on announcement of the date right now as well. It will be May 31st. That's a Wednesday, in case you're wondering.
Yeah, a Wednesday.
Yeah, Wednesday. We'll be there live, ready to give out 2 Luck Skins to the lucky winner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
More
winners.
Like,
yeah, it's like 5
more
people.
More like
so it's
Luxy
like,
winner.
Yeah, true, true. Very cool word pun, Dan.
I know, I'm killing it.
Yep. Really, really killing it.
I think I'm killing it.
Yeah, you're killing the energy of the podcast. That's for damn sure.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
What?
No, nothing. I was just replicating what you said. You said, oh, no. I said, oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Anyways, M&I, May 5th. About 10 miles northwest of Broken Bow. See you there. Be there. Or
be
square.
Be there.
Be there.
Or I mean, don't be.
Yeah, or don't.
MSI.
Yeah, it started today.
Mm-hmm.
Only 2 best of 3s played today. First one was Loud versus... Or no, not Loud. It's DFM versus PSG.
Sure.
Game 1, PSG kind of just mopped the floor with them. Not a whole lot to talk about. I'm going to be honest with mm-hmm. you. Game 2, DFM looked like they should have won this game and then lost. not exactly shocking, because in Game 1 they looked pretty, I don't know. They just looked like a worse team. You could just tell that like they're probably so dominant in their region that they don't respect anyone. Or maybe they thought they didn't have to respect anyone. Their draft in Game 1 was also a little weird. Like they picked Annie and it was mm-hmm. pretty low impact. And Game 2, I think he was on Lissandra, and it was, again, kind of low impact.
Yeah, I think, what's it called? I don't think that these teams get, like, much better during their season, because, like, they usually just, like, smoke everyone in there.
I agree.
You know?
This is, like, the sixth consecutive, like, international tournament I've seen DFM from the LJL. I don't know if they've ever been checked.
Mm-hmm.
They probably just stomp the region with Wallet and just come to the international tournaments just to get bullied around a little bit. I mean, maybe they can win games. They looked promising in the early game and mid game against PSG, but they just couldn't translate that to a win. So if they figured out how to close games, you know, this week, we could be in for a treat from DFM.
Yeah.
And meanwhile, PSG, they look as good as ever. I mean, coming back from the deficit they came back from, it's nothing to scoff at. Like, it wasn't all just DFM throwing the game. It was a little bit of PSG just being a good team. And I'm excited to see more from them because I think they could beat this G2 team. Spoiler, G2 versus Loud. G2 2-0'd them, but it was closer than I think people thought it would have been. At least game one was.
Game one was. Game two, not so much.
Not so much, no. Game one, honestly, I think that if it weren't for like one fight where Broken Blade got like a double kill, I think that Loud.
I think it was much closer. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I thought the games were great. I was very excited for the Nautilus mid. I'll be playing that.
They played it both games too. Which was
like,
absolutely wild.
I don't fucking care.
Yeah, they must.
We'll just play it again.
I mean, did he rush Abyssal Mask both games? Because he rushed game one.
Yeah, I think so.
It's probably just a matter of like Nautilus is like one of the best champions you can build that item on, and you're just gonna play it into like AP champions. That's my guess. But it seemed really strong.
I think Well, they were like first picking it.
Probably just as bait, honestly. I mean, especially game one when Loud has no clue they're gonna play it as their mid laner. They're like first pick Nautilus. Let's pick support.
These dumbasses.
Dumbasses. Priority.
Yeah, I don't quite get it. Well, actually, I do kind of get it because it's like they just go, they go Nautilus first pick, and then they're like, oh, we can flex this mid or support, and then it's like, fine, you know.
Yeah. No, definitely. And speaking of support, Mickey on the Relin game one was absolutely insane. He found like so many different angles to force fights. And he would just dominate the team fight single handedly with his engage.
Yeah. How did this team ever get rid of Mickey?
Literally. It's actually crazy to think about. This dude's been nuts for forever.
They're like,
let's get rid of him.
We don't. Not this guy.
No. He's not good. He's washed.
Yeah, which it's just kind of crazy to me that they would ever do that. I mean, I don't think he was ever washed.
You know what? Washed. Okay. It's okay, though. He's back. It's like it never happened.
I wonder if he feels like that, huh? You guys just get rid of me and then take me back.
Well, clearly he holds nothing against him because he is there again. So
true. Mm-hmm.
True. What else we got to talk about? MSI. I guess we could talk about what games are tomorrow. R7 versus BLG and Gigabyte Marines versus Golden Guardians.
Yes, sir.
Want to give predictions on these right quick?
What was it? BLG, whichever
BLG
one that is.
BLG versus R7.
BLG's winning. And what was the other one?
Gigabyte Marines versus the Golden Guardians.
I got to go with my boys on GG.
Yeah, same. I'm going to go with the exact same picks.
I think BLG's probably going to smash them in.
Yeah.
The Golden Guardians game could go three games, but I see Golden Guardians winning it.
Yeah, I agree. I think that one will be a closer series than R7 BLG. Yeah.
Yeah, we hope so.
Yeah, I think a lot of these play-in games, unfortunately, could be rather I don't know how to say it. I guess like stomps. Unfortunately, at least it looks that way. Maybe DFM Loud will produce some hype. Like I said, maybe DFM will figure out how to win a game, and then that they'll be an exciting team to watch potentially. And I think
I think so. I think that could be, I think that could be a really good series. I feel like from what I've seen so far, I think Loud have a good chance of winning it.
Yeah, definitely. I think they looked better against a competent team than DFM did. So,
mm-hmm.
But they did both only look good in one game. So I don't know. This might be true. This might be pretty even.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would agree. What's your prediction there?
I'm taking Loud over DFM after what
Loud.
I said. Yeah. And I think that would officially eliminate Detonation Focus Me as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm curious to see how that'll play out. I mean, at least they had two best of threes before they were just completely out of it. But
true.
Give them some international experience against a European team and a CB LOL team. Or no, sorry, it was a Pacific team and then a CB LOL team.
Pacific.
Yeah,
I don't.
Anyways,
are any of the OS teams here?
I don't. Well, the OS team might just be in because they're not, unless R7's OS. Are they OS? Hang on, checking. No, they're LLA. Maybe there is no OS.
Yeah.
Anymore. OS dead.
I thought that they. Oh no, wait. I think that they played in the Pacific. They play like to get into international tournaments.
Maybe. I don't know. There was a final for the Oceanic region LCO. And it was won by the Chiefs. But if they're here, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either.
Maybe I think they'll be attending the M&I. I think that's what winning LCO gets you is it's an invite to M&I. So
yeah,
we look forward to seeing them there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree.
I'm sorry. I'm looking at the player profiles for like some of the players and one of the hang on, I gotta find the team Bliss's. Team Bliss is like it's like their fill player. I'm guessing it's just their like backup. His name is Beats, and the dude is just absolutely cheesing in his profile. Like, I don't know why.
That'd be me.
But his name being Beats makes it funnier. I don't know why.
Beats.
He looks happy about like Beats.
Like, B, E E.
No.
T S.
No, it's B-E-A-T-S.
I don't. I think it'd be funnier if it was.
I know. If it was like actual Beats. I know.
Drop the ball.
But anyway, still funny because it makes me think. Because I mean, it's still Beats, right? So I'm thinking.
Yeah.
I'm thinking Beats, like B E E T S.
E.
Yeah. That's what I said. B E E T.
E.
Yeah. E. Anyways, I believe Team Bliss and their Phil player Beats will also be attending the M&I. So
not Beats.
Yeah, no, Beefs. Or Beats, I mean, Beefs.
Beeps.
Beeps. Let's just make up a name for another player. Let's what would your professional name be, Dan? Your pro League of Legends.
Fuck.
Player name B.
I think I'd have to stick with the Ark.
you'd be the Ark?
I think so.
I like it.
I think I'd have to stick with it.
Mine would be Reeler.
Why?
Because it's... So there's Faker, and then I could be Reeler.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, I like that.
Yeah.
Reeler.
Yep.
Not Faker.
Nope, not Faker. Reeler. I would get a ton of hype just off of the name alone, I think.
He's coming out of nowhere.
But he's Reeler. That's
starting
thing,
on
so
T1
as their new
jungler.
Wow.
It's
I
him.
I don't think
Reeler.
I don't think I could replace Warner, if we're being honest. I think it's more likely that like some LCK team would sign me to be the like mid laner. So that way I could oppose Faker. You know, they're like, how do we beat Faker? Someone's
with
like,
Reeler.
With Reeler. It's Reeler. That's the answer. And then they put me in against Faker and I go 0-20. in the first 8 minutes.
Yeah. Over two kills a minute.
Over two kills a minute.
You are fucking garbage.
I mean, listen, I don't think it's a matter of me being garbage. I think the difference is like, or not difference, but I think me playing against T1.
That's how much better Faker is than Realer.
Yeah. Yeah. 100%. Especially mid's an off roll for me. You know, I don't play mid. That's
and it's crazy
thing.
that they would
they'd still sign me to be the mid laner.
Exactly.
Yeah, no, I'm the future DRX mid laner. 100%. They're trying anything. They won their world championship. They're down to have some fun now. So I'm signing there for like $1 a game.
They definitely are having fun.
Definitely. 100%. So yeah, anyway, look out for that. In LCK Spring Split 2024. there's a lot of... I didn't say summer because, you know, we're still working out the kinks because I've got to move to Korea and whatnot.
That's fine.
Yeah.
I'm sure you won't be late.
No. No. I'm usually on time.
You know, like how it's always is in NA.
Yeah. Do I need to get a visa to be over there? I do, right?
Probably.
Probably get like a work visa.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's what probably what you need.
Yeah, I could do that. Probably wouldn't take.
You want to go to Korea?
Yeah, I'm down.
Should you be able to eat anything there?
Yeah, I mean, I'm pretty sure they have like American food too.
Probably be a lot tougher.
They probably don't. They probably don't make everything with like peanut oil. There's no way. It's like there's no one in Korea with a peanut allergy.
I don't know. You might be the only one.
I might be the only one ever. Have you ever met anyone else with a peanut allergy?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, there it is.
I have a friend who.
Nope.
I have another friend who has it.
There it is. We're done.
Actually, I don't know if he's allergic to peanuts. His big one is pecans.
Is that a tree nut? Or is it a legume, right?
I think a pecan is a tree nut.
Yeah. I believe so as well.
I think he's also allergic to almonds.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what else
What else is he allergic to, Dan? You know any of his other allergies?
Oh, I think he can't do fish.
Mm. Is that like a religious thing?
Shrimp or something.
Is he like a Pescapalian or whatever they are?
No, they only eat fish.
Oh.
Or they're vegetarians, but they eat fish.
Ah, yeah, okay. Isn't there like a religion that doesn't eat fish? Or is it just like people who don't eat pork?
No, I think during Lent they.
That's what it
they,
is.
They you can only eat fish or whatever.
Man, I'm just far off.
You are so far off.
I'm not even gonna look it up. I'm just gonna believe you that I'm wrong about all of this because I probably am, and I don't doubt it.
Thanks for not doubting.
Yeah, no problem, Dan.
Mm-hmm.
I just heard you fart, by the way.
FR?
Sorry to put you on blast on the podcast.
That's funny.
That's pretty funny. That's why I said
that. Just
something.
Made the episode. End it here.
All right, let's end it. Goodbye.
Good vibes.
I said goodbye.
Yeah, no, good vibes.
Okay. All right, what else is there to talk about, Dan? We've got a bit of a speed run going on here.
Oh yeah, I've got roster stuff.
Oh yeah, roster stuff. Talk about it, Dan.
All right. Vulcan inspired Sasumde and FBI not living evil any longer.
Wow. They are getting rid of everyone and just building around Jojo Piyun.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm pretty sure they were already built.
No, true, but I mean, like they're truly like getting rid of everyone and maybe they'll give him some input on like who they want around or who he wants around him or whatever.
Time for a rebuild season.
Yeah. I'm excited to see who they get because I think Jojo Piyun is the most promising talent North America has had in a little while, and I hope that they can get a good team around him.
Yeah, I do too.
Of other young talent.
Let's see. In other news, hold up. There was one thing. TSM got Ruby, and then also the whole roster was leaked.
Oh.
So, we have Hanzer in the top lane.
Huge.
Boogie.
He's back.
In the jungle.
Boogie.
Ruby in mids. And then Wild Turtle and Chime as the bot lane.
Crazy.
Yeah, I don't know.
Having Hunter as your top laner in 2023 is kind of crazy to think about.
He's got to be older than me.
He's got to be. What's crazy is that he's probably not older than you. Let's look it up.
You're probably right.
Okay, hang on. I found him.
Okay, all right, okay. We're gaming?
He's gaming.
True.
I'm trying to find it. He's 27 years old. He was born May 20th.
Fuck.
Damn, you're old. Do you think Wild
Turtle?
Yeah. Let's just call him that. Do you think Wild Turtle is younger than you, Dan?
Yeah, probably.
Well, he's 28.
Fuck.
How old are you? You're not 29. He was born February 9th.
He's older.
He's older by days. Crazy.
By 16 days.
16 days. I don't even know when your birthday is.
That's crazy.
I mean, it's February 25th, but I kind of got it leaked just now.
Pog, dox me. Hurry up.
You're doxed. I'm going to send you an image of Wild Turtle, and I think it's the funniest thing I've ever seen.
Every photo of him is hilarious for some reason.
That's correct. That's a good take.
Wait, where are you sending it on?
I'm going to send it on Discord. I'm just throwing it in here real quick. It's not sending. All right, you know what? I'll send this later. It's okay. That's pretty exciting.
No, send it somewhere. Okay. I need to see it now.
Yeah, I got you. it's not okay. It's not showing up where I want it to. That's the issue, but we're getting there.
Yes, that's a little silly.
Yeah. No, here. Okay.
No?
No, yeah.
No. Yeah, no.
No, yeah. You know what I'm talking
about. Yeah, no.
What was I going to say? Do you have any more roster information?
Yes. Oh, here it is.
I don't know why it's so funny.
He looks so skinny, man.
He looks malnourished, bro.
Very, dude.
It's kind of fucked up. I hope he wasn't, like, anorexic. We're, like, making fun of him.
Yeah, that'd be kind of fucked.
Yeah, no, listen, if he did go through something like that, not funny. But if he was just really scrawny, it's really funny. Like, really scrawny for, like, no specific reason, if that makes sense. Because his jaw is still absolutely chiseled, which I think makes it funnier. Like his face looks so formed, and then the rest of his body looks like a 6-year-old's. I'm gonna be looked at as a bad person after this episode. We're going to find out that Wild Turtle had like a dark past with like an eating disorder.
A dark past.
I'm canceled.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Do you have any more roster news?
Yeah.
Can I break one right now? This is breaking news. This is live breaking news. Reckless is switching to support. I just broke that news.
Is this real?
Oh, you didn't actually know? This came out like I think 3 days ago, something like that. Yes, Reckless is switching to support officially. I would say I think it's likely he doesn't play for Fnatic as their support, but I believe he is switching, and I don't think it's to stay on Fnatic. I actually also saw another report the following day that Trimby was given permission to look for teams to buy his contract out or something from Koi, and the likely candidate to replace him on Koi is Reckless. But
goddamn, I just saw it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Weird.
Yeah, I guess it was breaking news to you.
Yeah.
It was supposed to be kind of funny because you were supposed to have known about it already, but
I haven't seen it. That's kind of crazy.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, there was talk of him switching to support a little while ago, wasn't there?
Really? Well, I I feel like it's a weird reason.
I think it was when he was in the LFL, he was like, he's like, I'll come back and play support if you want me to come back and play support. Like, he's like desperate to get on a team. He's like, I'll do whatever. I'll jungle.
I'll play support.
I'll do it. So this bears the question. Do you think he has a higher ceiling at support than support legend Sven?
Yeah, I think so.
Really? Why is that?
I think overall he's had a higher ceiling than Sven.
Okay.
Like in his career.
No, yeah,
that's it.
I would agree with that. Okay. I can agree with that.
Agree with it.
Yeah, I can. Yeah. I'll agree with it. There it is. I stated it now.
Nice.
Nice. So yeah, that'll be cool to see where he winds up. What other roster news you got, Dan?
Did I say quid to 100 Thieves? Did I say that?
No, you did not, but I did also see that.
Yeah. Quid to 100 Thieves. Former
Gen G Challengers mid laner?
Yes. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Massive. Let's see. What else? Kane? Oh no, Quandoc Freak's head coach will be 100 Thieves head coach.
Yeah, Kane. He was he was the coach for TL during that that crazy run they had where they won like most of the championships. I think it was like 2017 to 2018. He was the head coach of that team that won the finals that we saw.
Mm-hmm.
So he's back in the LEC. LCS, I mean.
Yeah, he will be reuniting with
Double Lift
yeah. Also.
Two mm-hmm. times Lift.
Double Lift.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Yeah, who has a better season this year? Reckless, Double Lift, Sven.
Such a random question. Well, one of these players I know for sure will be playing with Berserker. So I'm going to go with Sven.
True.
But I would like to say that there is some hope for my boy. Who are we talking about again? What did we say? Double Lift. Reckless? Yeah, Double Lift. There's some hope for Double Lift because he was pretty crazy last split. So
yeah, he's alright.
Yeah. Okay. You're a hater. Whatever, Dan. No, I'm kidding. But yeah, I think Sven will probably have more success because he's playing with Berserker.
Yeah.
Unless they get rid of him, maybe they'll get rid of him. I don't know. That's like Berserker.
What if
so they probably can't.
What if Reckless plays with Upset?
Do you think Upset's better than Berserker? This is a good question, in my opinion.
I don't know.
I think
when we saw them play at Worlds, I don't know. I think they both played really well.
Yeah, I'm just talking about like not team wise, just overall. Who do you think is a better player? Because I think Berserker mechanically is one of the best AD carries in the world. But
yeah, I think so too.
And I don't think that Upset is that, because his team is not at MSI.
True.
And I would say that one of the biggest reasons why C9 is at MSI is because of how good Berserker is. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think Berserker is better. But, I mean, career-wise, who knows? Like, how many times has Upset won LEC? I wonder. Because Berserker's already won LCS.
I think zero. Is zero correct?
I'm looking it up.
Oh.
Trying to find it.
Just an update for everybody. My team, the Florida Panthers, are currently beating the Toronto Maples 4-2.
Oh, the Maple Leafs are my team.
With five
fallback team,
with 5 minutes back left in the third period.
I think the Maple Leafs won their first playoff series in like forever, a while ago, or not a while ago, when they won their series against one of those teams.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yeah, I don't think he's ever won.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
Kind of crazy.
Yeah.
And Berserker's already won twice.
Well, easier, easier, what you call it, easier region.
I mean, maybe.
I don't know. Probably not. I'm just talking shit, but.
I would say, I mean, you're probably not wrong, but I think when it comes to, like, playing in finals and, like, winning, you're not really talking about the region as a whole. You're talking about the top half of the region, so.
Yeah.
Hard to compare, but, yeah. Either way, it's hard to compare these two as players in general, honestly. Like, even with, like, the wins, I don't know if that is what sets him apart even for me. I think it's just the fact that he's still so young, Berserker. Like, he's like, 5 years old, and he's already, like, one of the best 80 carries in the world, so. I think the ceiling is the roof for Berserker.
The ceiling is the roof.
Yeah.
All right, let's pick a fucking show.
Yeah. So we're each bringing three shows to this table, and we will randomly generate a choice.
A show.
Yeah. I'm really excited for this.
All right.
This will be taking the place of the top five as well. So,
my three are.
Are you
Dave?
Are you doing the number generator?
Will you do it? Is that fine?
I mean, I can.
Yeah.
Let me see. Hang on. Typing.
Oh, that's fine. All right, my three are. One of them's gonna be Dave. That one's pretty freaking silly.
How do you know?
I've heard.
Okay. Doesn't even know. Dan hoping his show is silly.
Yeah. We're gonna get silly.
Yeah. Next one.
Jury duty.
Jury duty.
This one is, just looks, sounds cool. And the third one, I may need more time to think on.
Okay. So my three shows, I came prepared, unlike
okay.
someone.
Breaking Bad is my third one.
Ah, okay. Breaking Bad. He was so ready for the moment, he just decided to cut me off. my three are Black Mirror, Barry, and then Arrested Development.
Yeah. Okay.
So I guess I'm just gonna number these, and we'll just go with
which one's one.
What do you want it to be? I'll let you pick what one is, and then I'll pick two. Sound good? We'll just do it snake draft.
Dave.
Okay, Dave's one.
Here, wait. Let's take a second here.
Okay.
Two of these shows in here are just like first names.
Dave
and
Barry.
And Barry.
Cool.
I wonder how many more shows are like that. Are there other shows that they're just like a name?
Yeah, I'm sure there's tons. Cheers.
Name one other one.
Oh, are you talking about like an actual name? Seinfeld.
There he goes. Yep.
All right. What else we got? Hang on. No, there's more. Give me time.
You've done it though.
Sorry. Pausing in excitement of the M and I. Just started thinking about it.
Who let him cook?
Yeah, you know what? I'm dropping it. I'm gonna go with Barry as the number two. What do you got for number three, Dan? You can even pick not your show if you want.
Breaking Bad.
Okay. Well, Breaking Bad is number three.
Mm-hmm.
And then number four, we're gonna do Jury Duty. What do you want as
there
number five,
is.
Dan? Arrested Development or Black Mirror?
Yeah, Arrested Development.
Okay. And then number six is gonna be Black Mirror by default. Okay.
Wow.
All right, Dave. So I'm gonna hit generate a couple times.
How many times did you hit it?
I don't know. I'm kind of just spamming it while not looking at it, and I'm just gonna stop whenever I feel like it's okay.
Stop.
It's two. We got Barry.
Barry. What's that on?
HBO. I got you.
All right. Thank you.
Hopefully the police don't get me.
Nah, they won't get you.
It's a joke.
The HBO police.
The HBO.
I had
you
a friend.
Your Max
he...
account.
Huh?
I was. Never mind. Go ahead.
I had a friend. He torrented Shrek, I think, and he got a bill. He got like a notice from Comcast, like, hey,
holy shit.
What are you doing? They're like, we know you downloaded it.
The fuck? Normal. I didn't think that they ever did anything about it. I thought they would always just like throttle you.
Yeah.
That's no. funny.
I used to torn a ton of shit, and they never throttled me.
At least that, not that you knew of. Maybe your internet was like bad, and you just didn't even realize it.
That's a possibility.
Yeah. So, anyways, there you have it, Barry. It's the next show. And I would say since we randomly selected these, we'll just go next show is one of yours in this list.
Okay.
I'll keep it this way. Mm-hmm. I'll keep this note that way we kind of have it. Yeah. I like this.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah.
I think it'll be exciting.
Exciting. We really use that word a lot. This is a very excitable show.
FR?
FR. On God. Fuck. On Bob.
On Bob.
We get excited easy. Call us Jinx the way we be excited.
On Bob.
On Bob.
Shout out Bob, by the way.
Yeah, shout out Bob.
And another honorable ARAM.
Nope, don't think so.
In our hearts.
Don't think he's played ARAM with us in probably a year. He's not getting a shout out from me. He's not for me. Not for me. I mean, at least not for the ARAM. So now the real question is, so Barry's got four seasons. Are we talking about like one season, or are we talking about the whole show?
How long are the episodes?
Hour. 40 minutes, technically.
Gosh darn.
Yeah. Let's see what you can cram into the window that we'll have, I guess. And then we'll just go from there.
Yeah, because next week we have a
album. True.
This year.
Very excited.
Yeah, me too. Sorry, I'm dying again.
No, don't bother.
Don't bother.
I thought it
just
was just
die.
The excitement from the M&I that you were going silent for.
Always.
Always.
Yeah.
Yeah. Album next week, yeah. And then we got movie after that, and then we'll probably get back to the show.
Yeah.
So you got about 4 weeks, right? Something like
yeah.
that. 4 or 5 weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah. It could be about a month before we even talk about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm dying.
They got Dan.
All right.
What else we got to talk about, Dan? I don't think there's anything.
I don't either.
Hmm.
Let's give our prediction who's winning play-ins.
Okay. Yeah, that's a good talking point. So I was actually thinking about this. I would say so. There's three teams that make it out, we determined?
I think so.
It looks like... Are you looking at the bracket like I am right now?
I can be.
You should. Go to, like, just the Lowly Esports.
Lowly Esports.
Yeah. Because this kind of makes it look like there might only be one team that makes it out. Or maybe not. No, I think it is still three teams. This is so weird.
Yeah, it is kind of weird.
Because it's like the winner of PSG and G2 gets out is what it looks like. And then the winner of the upper bracket round two gets out. And then it looks
Did
like...
Did four teams get out?
Like the two teams in the lower bracket final maybe get out? That would make sense. It would make much more sense for either two or four teams to get out as opposed to three.
Yeah, they don't have the bracket yet for the next stage. So it's hard to see like...
I think you're probably right. Filling. So the winner of PSG and G2, and then the winner of the other upper bracket round two, will be moving on, and then the final two teams of the lower bracket will be moving on. That makes the most sense to me. So
apologies for dying.
It's all right, Dan. Let me get another notepad so I can write down our predictions.
So we're saying who's getting out.
Yeah, we're saying who's getting out.
Maybe the Lowly Esports Twitter will be better. Let me check that.
Thank you for adding in some music to the podcast, Dan. That was great.
Yeah, I've been listening to a new album.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Huh. Very cool.
I don't know if I want to say what album it is, but
nope,
advanced to bracken, advanced to bracket stage, advanced to play-in match. And then what?
Confused.
What if it's not the album that we're talking about, though?
What, the album? You were listening to a different album?
Yeah.
Tragic. You're not even going to listen to the album I gave you. That's crazy. Ever.
What if I already have?
Once. He's like, one and done. That's right. You know what? I'm okay with that, Dan. I understand.
I will definitely be listening to it more than one time.
That's good to know.
I've got to vary the times I listen to it to... Oh, wait, here it is. Advance. Yeah, three teams advance.
Really?
Yeah.
Whack. Okay, three teams we think are getting out. What are we going with? I've got,
Got Billy.
Yep.
Did we already say this?
I think we did, but let's go over it again and I'll write them down this time.
Yeah. Billy, Golden Guardians, G2.
Yep, same.
Get them out of there.
Yeah, they're getting out of there.
Mm-hmm.
Any seeding? Any particular seeding?
Billy probably don't drop a game.
Yeah, probably not.
Then G2 other team.
Yep, I agree with that. Simply mm-hmm. because Golden Guardians is on the wrong side of the bracket.
Yeah, correct.
Yep. And sleeper team getting out is PSG.
Sleeper team getting out is Loud.
Okay. There it is.
There it is.
All right.
All right, here, bigger question. Who's winning the Stanley Cup?
My Toronto Maple Leafs.
It's going to be tough for them to win when they're out after my Florida Panthers beat them.
Well, then my Florida Panthers are the backup pick. So...
Yeah. All right. End this bitch.
Oh, you would. Okay. Nothing else you want to say, or
nope. Anything you want to say?
Nope.